Translation, Maharaj Parikshit said, Sukracharya was a very powerful Brahmana and Maharaj Ayati was a Kshatriya. Therefore, I am curious to know how there occurred this Pratiloma marriage between a Kshatriya and a Brahmana. Please repeat. Maharaj Parikshit said, Sukracharya was a very powerful Brahmana and Maharaj Ayati was a Kshatriya. Therefore, I am curious to know how there occurred this Pratiloma marriage between a Kshatriya and a Brahmana. Purport. According to the Vedic system, marriages between Kshatriyas and Kshatriyas or between Brahmanas and Brahmanas are the general custom. If marriage sometimes takes place between different classes, then these marriages are of two types, namely Anuloma and Pratiloma. Anuloma, marriage between a Brahmana and the daughter of a Kshatriya, is permissible. But Pratiloma, the marriage between a Kshatriya and the daughter of a Brahmana, is not generally allowed. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was curious about how Sukracharya, a powerful Brahmana, could accept the principle of Pratiloma. Maharaj Parikshit was eager to know the cause for this uncommon marriage. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desetarine Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Maghiyam Dadati Swapatantikam Vancha Kalpataru Vishta Kripasandu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithyananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me a chance to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. The story of King Ayati is being described from a previous yuga. Maharaj Ayati was the son of Nahusha. Nahusha was a powerful king. And once Indra got cursed, and so he had to go down to the lower planets, and he was sitting inside the lotus root of a lotus flower, and he was doing tapasya. At that time, Indra was needed, and Nahusha was such a powerful king on earth that even though he was only a human being and not from the demigod planets, he was made into Indra. And he was such a powerful king, and he became Indra, and then he wanted Indra's wife to be his consort. He said, well, I become Indra, so I have to have Indrani. Actually, there is a separate Puranic lore that even when Indras change, Indrani doesn't change. She continues. So I remember when I was a young boy, that is a long time ago, 50, 60 years ago, then there was one Indian minister in the cabinet. I think his name was Jagjivan Ram. And no matter which prime minister changed, he would always remain minister. Usually When politics, prime minister changed, ministers also go, but he continued. So he used to be called the Indrani because he never changed. So Indrani was, so probably Sachi might have, it's a very peculiar thing. We don't know how that happens. These are all, as they say in Indian old times, you know, affair, you know, things about big places, we can't talk. Period, Tirishyam, they say. So big powerful people can do anything, Prabhupada said. Lord Chaitanya Lord Shiva may smoke ganja, but we shouldn't imitate because he is also powerful enough to drink the poison. But actually, even he is not that powerful to drink poison. Or something is separate. When it is said in one of the Puranas that when Parvati was asking him, how did you become famous as Neelakanta? Because you had throat which is blue. Then Shiva was saying that once there was this ocean churning and this alahala poison came first. It was just amazing. It was so powerful poison that from the milk ocean it came, that it was very, very hot. Neither the demons nor the demigods could actually tolerate it. And they all ran to me and they said, oh Mahadev, please, you help us. And so I actually didn't know what to do. It was tough for me too. But everybody was praising me. So I had to drink it, otherwise what is the use? I would be annoyed, Mahadev, so I am the best of the demigods. So I kind of... I said, all right, I'll do it. And I took the poison and I drank it. And when it went up to the, you know, throat, I could neither take it in because it was too much for me, and neither could I bring it out because then it will be also too much for me. I'll lose my, you know, face. So, kya karne ka? Then I was thinking. And then I prayed to the Lord. And then Vishnu appeared in my heart, and he just took the entire poison and he drank it. And but because the poison was here for a while, my throat became blue and I became famous as blue-throated Lord. But in fact, the whole credit goes to Vishnu because he only drank the whole poison, not me. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that... But Lord Shiva never forgets it, and therefore is Vaishnavanam Yata Sambhu. He is not like us. We loiter. Well, not you, people like me. You're all great souls. I was loitering in America here and there, and I become a devotee, and then I become very proud. I forget my past. I think I'm a great devotee. Hiranyakasipu mentality. He had to do a lot of tapasya, but once he got the boons, he said, I'm God. He didn't think, if I was God, why did I have to do tapasya? But Lord Shiva is always remembering. He didn't mind privately telling Mother Parvati also that this is the real story. But he said, but don't publicize it, you know. In any case, so Lord Shiva remembers, ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. But one who is fool, he forgets. So Nahusha also forgot that it is by the great blessings of the sages he became Indra. And he forcibly made Sachi Mata. I think, if I remember the story, I read it when I was a kid, that's so many decades ago. So I don't even know the details now, when I was a kid. And I remember that Sachi said that my husband, it is not like Indra has changed. You're only temporary Indra, because my husband is still there and he's down, he's doing tapasya and he'll come back. So you better, you know, make do with, you know, your old queens, you know, you're not, I'm not going to be a queen. And I think he kind of somehow forced her or something. And, you know, and because he was very powerful, but his punya was dwindling down. And then when he was going, and the sage, he made the seven sages carry his palanquin once. He was so powerful. He was so puffed up too. And then when they were going, he wanted them to go faster. And he said, I think he said that a Sanskrit word, which is sarpam, means serpent, and I, you know, there's another word which I don't know what it is, and that is very similar sounding word which means fast. Sarpa Sarpa, you are saying, but it's, I think, slightly different word. You are saying, go far, Sarpa Sarpa. And the sages said, Tatastu, they said, so let it be like that. And immediately became a snake, python, and he fell down. Into the lower planets. So, you see, it happened. It is there in the Bhagavatam. He was degraded to the status of a python. And then his son, Yayati became the king. That's another story about him. Yayati got also some curse and he became old man. And then he wanted his old age to be taken by his son. That will come later. But earlier than that, there was Devayani, who was the daughter of Shukracharya, and Sarmishta, who was the daughter of Vrishaparva, right, and who is a sage, Brahmana. And he had a daughter, Sarmishta, that will be described. So they were friends. Devayani was, Guru's daughter, and she was also a sage. They were friends, and she was an innocent girl. And once it will be described, I don't want to preempt it, but any case, so Sarmishta was, by mistake, when they were taking bath, they had taken off all their clothes and they were bathing, and Lord Shiva came we went by, Achanak they saw suddenly, and so they became shy and they went and took the dress, and she by mistake took Devayani's dress, and Devayani said harsh words, how you dare to put on my clothes, you see. It is there. So I think, if I remember right, one of them pushed the other one into a well. So, in anger, Devayani's garments, Devayani into the well, exactly. Then, Sarmishta, I think there were some words, and then Sarmishta was, Devayani was saying that, this man was, Vrishaparva was also actually a demoniac Kshatriya king. And so, she said, why you have taken, okay, how dare, I'm Brahmin, you put my clothes on. And then she pushed her down into the well and they all went. And Devayani was in the well, completely shivering. And then King Ayati came and by the providence arrangement, he saw her and then he looked there and he said, oh, you're Devayani, Shukracharya's daughter. She said, yes. Oh, he said, okay, I cannot, directly touch you because you're a Brahmin's daughter, I'm a Kshatriya. He took his Uttriya and put it down, long kingly Uttriya, and it didn't reach. And therefore, finally, he had to kneel down and then give his hand. And when Devayani came, she said, I've touched your hand, now you must actually marry me. Then I think she put some condition that the Sarmishta should become my friend or something. So this is how she became. Of course, they touched hand and they said, you have to marry, but in Western world, shaking hands is very normal, And they think that, it's their custom. But as soon as you shake hands, a woman is supposed to be married to the other man. Nowadays, they are not married even if it goes much farther, So, it's a very peculiar thing. But, they cannot violate the Vedic custom and think that still, they cannot say in the West that, oh, it's our custom. Because, when you have that kind of a custom, you can see men and women are fallen. Anyway. One leads to another thing. Therefore, the Vedic ideas are there. They are very important. It's not that they actually, gave up that thing and they're still very, very great and chaste and no. So that's how it begins. So therefore, it is said that, what is that Bhagavad Gita verse where Krishna says that if you give up the rules and regulation, then neither in this life or next life. Uttrish, ఏ శాస్త్ర విధి ముత్సృజ్య వర్తతే కామకారణ న సిద్ధిం అవాప్నోతి న శాంతిం పరమాం గతిం. సో దట్ ఈస్ దేర్. ఐ రిమెంబర్ మై ఫాదర్ వాజ్ అ బిజినెస్ మ్యాన్ యంగ్ డేస్ అండ్ ఫిఫ్టీస్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్ అండ్ వన్స్ ఎ ఫారిన్ బిజినెస్ మ్యాన్ కేమ్ టు అవర్ హౌస్ అండ్ జనరలీ సో మై ఫాదర్ మై మదర్ నెవర్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ అండ్ ఎనీవే మై ఫాదర్ ఇన్సిస్టెడ్ డోంట్ బీ లైక్ దిస్ వన్ ఫారిన్ బిజినెస్ మ్యాన్ హస్ కమ్ యూ కెన్ కమ్ అండ్ హీ కేమ్ అండ్ మై ఫాదర్ సెడ్ దిస్ ఇస్ మై వైఫ్ అండ్ హీ సెడ్ ఓ హలో హౌ ఆర్ యూ అండ్ మై మదర్ జస్ట్ టుక్ త్రీ స్టెప్స్ బ్యాక్ సెడ్ హలో అండ్ మై ఫాదర్ సెడ్ నో ఇన్ ఇండియా యు నో we don't shake hands, we don't shake hands. Oh, he said, I'm so sorry, you know. But it's like that. And, you know, it's a very peculiar thing. In any case, so in this way, life has changed a lot. And now it is actually Kali Yuga, 8 a.m. on 2015, May 25th or something. Kali Yuga is going to get worse. And we have no clue what are actually regulative principles. We don't even know. In Kali Yuga, people don't even know what is to be done, what not to be done. Even in the sages did not know. Therefore, Krishna says, Kim karma, kim akarma, atra kavayor api mohita. Even the great sages, learned sages, who control their senses so perfectly, they don't know sometimes what is to be done, what is not to be done. And you can see even Nahusha was such a great Kshatriya king, powerful, but he was, you know, and he could have, you know, he had enough number of opportunities to get enough number of ladies, but he actually got, you know, attracted by Sachi improperly. And, you know, it's happening all the time. So in the material world, there's nothing. There is no question of anybody being perfect in the material world. It's an illusion. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, there is no living entity who is free from the modes of material nature. Nobody in the material, and nobody can be. Therefore, Krishna says that, what is that? దైవీ ఏష గుణమయ మమ మాయా దురత్యయ మామేవ యో ప్రబత్యంతే మాయా మేతాం తరంతితే మామేవ. ఓన్లీ బై సరెండరింగ్ టు మీ యు కెన్ యాక్చువల్లీ బికమ్ డివోటీ. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ సరెండర్? దట్ సరెండర్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో వెరీ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. సో చైతన్య మహాప్రభు దెర్ఫోర్ హెస్ గివెన్ this philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda. So Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy should be understood. And only when and Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy cannot be understood simply by studying the Shastras. That Prabhupada says in the second canto, Srimad Bhagavat. So you see, it can only be, therefore we are singing every day, Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashito. It must be given in the heart. You see, because when the disciple is bogus and the guru is bogus, it doesn't make a difference how they communicate. It's bogus. But when the disciple is perfect and the guru is perfect, like in the case of Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami, Papa doesn't say Goswami, he always says Goswami, Shukadeva Goswami, then also it doesn't matter whether they exchange on the external plane or the internal plane, it will be perfect. And when the guru is imperfect but the disciple is sincere, then also it doesn't matter how he interacts, it is nonsense. Then there is a case, the guru is perfect and the disciple is, you know, conditioned. Then it makes a great difference between hearing on the external plane and internally. So if you actually process such a great personality as Prabhupada speaking in the external ear and mind, then it is okay, but it's not perfect. Because we are processing the perfect message by our imperfect senses. Therefore, when he can actually directly instruct us in the heart, then it is beyond our limitations. We can learn things perfectly. That is really the process that we are trying to adopt. You see, this is the essence of Krishna consciousness, Divyagyan Hriday Prakashita. So, I don't want to expand on these implications of this. If you have some intelligence, you can understand. So, even when Srila Prabhupada was present, hearing from him is okay, but hearing from him in the heart is the real thing. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada never encouraged devotees to travel with him. Said, stay wherever you are, sthane sthita, and you serve. And he said, then you are actually connected to me. Because he can reciprocate from wherever he is in the heart. Therefore, he also said, Vapu is more important than Vani. So, when we hear from him directly, even when we read, that is only Vani. I mean, that is Vapu. But if you really get it from him in the heart, it is possible, not only it's possible, it's necessary and it's essential, then you can actually understand Krishna consciousness. And we should get to that point. That is the purpose of this movement. As far as my little brain goes, some people say, I don't even have a little brain, but whatever it is, however far it goes, that's the message. So, therefore, there is actually Achintya Bheda Abheda is a fantastic philosophy. It is not a mixture of Bheda and Abheda. Achintya Bheda Abheda is very different from Bheda and Abheda. Abheda means Advaita, no difference. Bheda means Dvaita. And Visishta Advaita also is qualified difference. And in the fifth canto, Srila Prabhupada says that all these other Vaishnava philosophies are more or less incorrect. So you see, more or less it is incorrect, Prabhupada says in the fifth canto. Prabhupada is a great acharya, he can say that. So what exactly then is Achintya Bheda Abheda? Just like khichdi is not just rice and mung dal put together. Isn't it? Suppose you put rice, cook rice and you put dal and put together and say, here is khichdi. What is that? Why is there khichdi? No, this is rice, this is mung dal, I cooked both. No, this is not khichdi. Khichdi means you have to mix both. That's why it's called khichdi. So, Bheda and Abheda, you cannot say, you know, oh, this is Bheda, that's Abheda. No. See? In other words, whatever you understand from Bheda or Abheda can be understood differently from Bheda Abheda. Achintya Bheda Abheda philosophy is different. Just like according to Abheda philosophy, Advaitas, there is absolutely no difference between the soul and God. Isn't it? They say there is no difference. There is unqualified oneness. You see? So they, all of you know, they say that, you know, suppose you take water from the ocean and you put it inside a pot, then you can make a distinction between the ocean water, lake water and pot water. But if you pour that, you know, water into the lake, or you break the pot and the water falls into the lake, then you can see that they're the same. Therefore, the difference comes from the pot. Therefore, this is conventional distinction. This is water in the lake and water in the pot. It's only due to the pot. If you break the pot, there is no difference. That is their idea. But Bhagavatam is asking the question in the first canto. It's a beautiful verse. You see, Bhagavatam, the verse itself is asking that if you take water from one pot and put it back, maybe it becomes lake again. But if somebody takes water from the same lake in another pot, you cannot say the same water which was in this pot went into that pot. That is not possible. But Shastras say the same soul went from this body to another body. So if the distinction between the soul and the Lord is only in terms of the body, what is happening? If the distinction is only because of the body, then how is it that when we say that the same soul is going from one body to another independent of the body? That is the Bhagavatam argument. Very nice argument against Mayavadi philosophy. Therefore, they say that unqualified oneness, but Bhagavatam has got this idea of oneness, which is different. It is based on the idea of Amsa. Amsa means part and parcel, Prabhupada translated. Prabhupada did translate it as part, because part and parcel. Prabhupada created so many words actually in order to preach Krishna consciousness, Supreme Personality of Godhead, conditioned soul, fruitive mentality, parts and parcel. Wow. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulan ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Man ki jai, Shri Shri Gaurnita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Are you following? Am I making sense? Or no? Are we falling asleep? Not yet. I'll try some more. Okay, so the point is that so the word Amsa has got a specific meaning. It's not part. So what is difference between part and part and parcel? So, Sanskrit word Amsa has that root meaning, Amsa, Sa means he, but anyway, we'll not go into that. The simple example is given, just like suppose if I break a piece of this table, which I won't, it belongs to Krishna, but suppose if somebody did, then when you break it, nobody will say, oh, this is a small table. They'll say it's a piece of wood, but this is a table. So, that actually, the part has a separate identity. It does not have the character of the whole. But if you take sugar and you break it into a small piece, and people take, they'll say, that's sugar. So the big lump is also sugar, small. So in the case of sugar piece, it's an amsa. It has the same character as the original, whereas the mechanical material part actually doesn't have the character. If you take a little screw from the fan, nobody will say, oh, it's a small fan. No, it's a screw. It has a separate identity. So, prithak lakshana. When we have an identity different from Krishna, that is called part. That's a material existence. That is illusion. Whereas when we understand I'm a part and mamaivamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. When I actually become amsa of Krishna, then only we can surrender. As we think that I am different from Krishna, you cannot surrender. But Krishna and we are one in quality, but not one in quantity. But that is actually not simply, that's based on the idea of Amsa, one in quality. Therefore, our Advaita philosophy, where you are not different from Krishna, is different. So in this way, Abheda, Bheda also is different. So, therefore, our philosophy is not. So, we can explain Veda and Abheda differently from both Advaitis and Dvaitis. Therefore, our philosophy is different. It is not a mixture of Veda and Abheda. Otherwise, it looks like Lord Chaitanya is just hand waving. Oh, it's not different, it's not one, it's one and different. No. And what is the difference, Dvaita? You see? How are we explaining Dvaita differently? How are we explaining Dvaita differently? So, Dvaita says, again, unqualified difference, that this is something that is something else. That's not true either. You see? And that Achintya Bheda Bheda is even more difficult to understand, because Ahamevagre, Krishna says in the Bhagavatam, Brahma, that in the beginning only I exist. Agre means in the beginning. That is Krishna's term, we cannot understand it. Why is she getting and going? I get disturbed. It's not simple philosophy. So, what is Advaita? Advaita philosophy is that they say it is completely different. But Krishna says, I only exist from his viewpoint. So you should understand, only Krishna exists. Nothing else exists. Vasudevam Sarvamiti. But Krishna makes a distinction between himself and his categories, not us. Krishna says that I've got matter, I've got spirit. Otherwise it's all Krishna. Just like this is Rasraj, this is Rasraj, this ugly face is also Rasraj, this is also Rasraj. Everything is Rasraj, but it is all same Rasraj only. But I can make a distinction. This is my nose, this is my ear. Like that, Krishna says, this is Vibhinna Shakti, this is Antaranga Shakti, this is Bahiranga Shakti. Krishna says that. Therefore, Achintya Bheda, Bheda originally is the relation between, it's a very important point, originally the difference between Krishna and Krishna. What is the relation between Krishna, the original, and Krishna, the categories? Because these categories are recognized by Krishna. This is Achintya Bheda, Bheda philosophy. What, it's not the relationship between Jiva and God, that is no. First is, what is the relation between Krishna and Krishna? Krishna the Supreme and Krishna the parts. Otherwise, it is very deep. This is such a deep philosophy that it's not possible otherwise to understand why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the first chapter, it says, Lord Chaitanya only became Panchatattva. But the Panchatattva is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and everybody. As such, the Panchatattva is Lord Chaitanya himself. There is a verse like that. How? Therefore, Krishna is the whole. Just like, you know, I am only, you know, the whole, but still there is parts. There is my leg, there is my nose, there is my face like that. It's a very fantastic philosophy. Why it is fantastic? I am coming to that. So then, whereas every other philosophy is a philosophy, Achintya Bheda, Bheda is the truth. Absolute truth. It's not philosophy. Just like when two lawyers argue, they give opinions. But when the judge speaks, it's not opinion, it is judgment. Over. So like that, everybody can speak, that is philosophy, but when Krishna speaks, it is absolute truth. Therefore, he may say, sometimes it's my opinion. Yogi nam api sarvesha madgatena antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yo mam samyuktra. It's my opinion that such and such person, but that's the absolute truth. So Krishna, the relationship between Jiva and God is described by other philosophies. But Achintya Bheda, Bheda is applicable to everything in creation. Not only to, so it is between Krishna and Krishna's energies, that is there in the first canto of Bhagavatam. Then between Krishna and then Krishna and Jiva, between Jiva and matter, and then between matter and substance. Whoa. So everything is actually Achintya Bheda, Bheda. And just like this table is the whole and the wood is the part, substance. And the table is simultaneously one and different from the wood. Otherwise you won't pay more for the table. The wood is costing 2 pounds, the table will cost more than whatever the wood costs because the fellow has made a table out of it. Therefore matter, pradana, is originally formless. But when Krishna creates, it acquires form. That form is actually simultaneously one and different from matter. So all this we have to understand. So body is simultaneously one and different from this thing. And in this way, our philosophy is very, very, very wonderful, Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. And Lord Chaitanya says, if you understand Achintya Bheda Bheda, you don't have to worry about anything. You can actually go back to Godhead directly. Because Krishna says that Yomam Eva Masammudo Janati Purushottamam Sasarvavid Bhajati Mam Sarvabhavena Bharata. There is no doubt that if you actually understand Krishna is the original person from whom everything has come, that for that you can only go to Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy. No other philosophy. I'm just giving in a summary form. There are lots of details into this, and that's what we are trying to bring out scientifically. Scientifically bringing out Achintya Bheda Abheda means that you have to show in matter that there is a difference between form and substance. And the scientists are coming to that platform. They have understood now that matter is different from, form is different from substance. They're both real, but they don't know how to do that. And so we are bringing that in the form of what is called semantic information. So we have this Institute of Semantic Information, Sciences and Technology, which is an even more scientific face of the Bhaktivedanta Institute, just like, you know. So that you can go on the website and see. So it is actually meant for bringing this Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy into science rigorously. And when we understand, the Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy, then we will be able to see everywhere Krishna. So the idea that this is wood is substance. The idea this is table is form, but it is not amsa. It is separate from Krishna. So Arjuna, Krishna tells Brahma that whatever is separate from me is illusion. But this object also has a form that is Krishna. So Krishna is not only the form of everything in existence, but is also the form of everything in existence. That's a pun. Not only the form of everything in existence, but is the form of everything that is in existence. Therefore, personality is actually the form of substance. Table is the personality of this. River is the personality of water. That's why last time I was saying, we say, oh, body is changing. This is, you know, you had a child body, now you got an old man's body. No, not you, me. So, you got an old man's body. So, the body is changing, but you are the same person. Therefore, you know, you are not the body. That argument will not work if you don't understand other things that Prabhupada has said. For example, so that I gave the example last time, that if you go to a river, you say this is a river, and you think it's a body of water, but that water is changing. After 2 minutes, it's not the same water. But you say it's the same river. So what does it mean then? Is it different from that water? Answer is yes. So just being different from the changing matter is not sufficient to understand soul. Unless you say river is also a soul. Therefore, form, water has, that body of water has got a form, and that is now separate from Krishna, it's called river. You see? So, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead because he is the personality of everything in existence. But he's also the personality of everything in existence. So, you can see everywhere Krishna also. Therefore, Krishna says, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagatavyakta murtina. By me in my unmanifested form, everything is pervaded. Therefore, to be able to see even form in substance requires some education. Somebody, you know, so you show somebody this, a dog can see the substance, but it cannot see the form. It cannot say, gee, that's a cell phone, please give me, I need to make a call. No, it cannot say that. Whereas, of course, there are some dogs which are trained to dial emergency and all that, that's a different matter, but in general. So even to see the odd material form, we have to become a little bit educated and advanced, but to see the spiritual form, Brahman also you can see, and you can see Krishna, that's the highest. So Krishna consciousness is actually entirely based on Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy. Entirely based on it. If you don't understand it, or we concoct, nothing is possible. And where can you understand this Achintya Bheda Bheda? Here. And you know, that is a great science, how to understand here. But we are very much interested in only this, only hearing. That's why we always say everywhere.
Anyway, I won't say anything further. It'll get bewildered. Although we think that we are, you know, and our philosophy is not properly understood, because to understand our philosophy, you have to understand matter. You see? Do you follow? What is your name, sir? Abhay Charan Das. Bap re bap. Have you seen matter? Show me something material. Show me anything, anything material. That's not matter. This is not matter. I mean, I'm not saying because it's spirit, because it's in the temple. Outside also, you see concrete road, that's not matter. Therefore, matter itself you don't know. Matter is also transcendental to perception. The only difference between matter and spirit is spirit appears as it exists, matter always appears differently. Therefore, matter must be understood. It's very, very important. And that is the significance of the scientific preaching. That we are actually being... So our philosophy has got five parts. 8:30 now. No? Go on. They told me that if you don't stop at 8:30, you won't get that plate Mahaprasad. That's for speakers. Can you make sure that... Okay. So, the thing is that matter is to be understood very properly. So, our philosophy, Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, has got five parts. Bhagavad Gita introduction. He says, comprehension of Bhagavad Gita, you know, understanding Bhagavad Gita entails, not optional. Entail means, correct? This is English. Entails means, it is not optional. It entails understanding five things. God, soul, prakriti, matter, kala, time, and karma. Of the five, Prabhupada said, karma is, as a beginning and an end, it's temporary. So it can be. Then matter and time are one and the same. I mean, two parts, aspects of the same thing. Time is also unconscious energy, according to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Baladevidya Bhushan. So matter and time, Prabhupada also says, are correlative in third canto. So you can make matter and time into one. So there are three categories. God, soul, and matter. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established God 500 years ago, Krishna. And Prabhupada then established soul, I'm not the body. And they will also establish matter. So we know two-thirds of our Siddhanta has come out. Of course, Lord Chaitanya said all three. Prabhupada also said all three. But the emphasis was shifting from Lord Chaitanya to soul to matter. When that comes, when you present through matter, God and soul and God, it will become perfect. How to present that, that's another time. So, therefore, this entire, to connect it to the verse, so, Yayati and all the Nahusha, they were people from other time, and they were following fantastic rules and regulations they were supposed to follow. Nowadays, and even there, everybody is fallen. You can see that. You see, why? How can we expect to become pure? It's not possible. So, Lord Chaitanya has come in this age, and he has given Krishna consciousness. And what is Krishna consciousness? It is Achintya Bheda Bheda. When we meditate on that, then we can see everywhere, not substance, not material form, but the supreme form, Krishna. That Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvatra Yomam Pashyati, he who sees me everywhere, Tasyaham Sulabham Patta, for him I am very, very easy to get. But that is not possible without establishing this philosophy on a scientific foundation. Therefore, we always say, Srila Prabhupada, scientific preaching program, ki jai.